bow, bow, bow. Gloucester Cast 257, the 10-year anniversary podcast. Wow. 10 years. Boom.
Bravo.
Boom.
Bravo, bravo.
Boom. Brick by brick, we're still standing. Others have come and gone. We're still standing. We're thriving.
That's right.
A lot going on. We have a packed group, but it's important. We want to get this piece in right now because our guest needs to be somewhere. So we're
he needs to go
about,
rowing.
He needs to go rowing. Very Gloucester thing to do.
Maritime Gloucester.
You're a gig guy?
Gig guy.
Now, okay, well, let me introduce you. The name is Robert Schick. I said it right?
You got it.
Robert Schick. So now with the gig rowers, is it... Do you have certain teams, or you just sign up, and it could be random people every week?
No, it's cool. There's 120 people that are members of the club. You sign up online. You can row for an hour every time you sign up. And you can see who's signed up. So you decide whether you want to row or not. And there's the type of row, so there's conditioning row, recreational row, race training, talk about teams. The only time we have a team is if we're preparing for a race. Otherwise, it's just... Random folks.
It's a very, you know, the internet has made things a lot easier, hasn't it?
Yeah, we used to have to go down and sign up in the mailbox on a.
I remember.
In a book.
Yeah, like a little like a number two pencil and a lined.
It would rain. It would run. You know, you couldn't see who was rolling.
Yeah. Now you don't have to leave the comforts of your warm, cozy bed if there's a bunch of people you don't feel like being around.
Or on the opposite, if you're a bunch of people you do like feeling being
you
around.
Right down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. Cool. No, it's
just
a
row.
That group.
There you go.
That group is has expanded, and the popularity. We had the guy. Remember the guy from England that came in?
Oh yeah. That's
he
right.
was such a nice guy. They came over. They brought their crew
right?
over
yeah.
here.
Came here in
what?
September.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had 24 of the Brits come and race with us.
Yeah.
Then we went down in Boston Harbor and raced where they had the Boston Tea Party. That was kind of a cool connection.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah,
so you did that with the Boston, with the English guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
And gals.
Yeah.
Do you remember the guy that came? He was like 60 years old, yeah. but he looked like he was like 45.
Right.
And we kept saying it. I made him feel uncomfortable. Because the other guy was actually, I think, younger than him. But we kept on making him... And we kept on saying these things. Yeah, I felt so bad. Anyway, you're here for SCORE. And,
yep.
SCORE is having a seminar January 9th at Cape Ann Savings Bank. And can you explain who might want to go to this seminar?
Anybody who's starting a business, thinking about starting a business, anybody who may have just started a business and has questions about what comes next, what they should do next, what they should think about next, about growing their business. Those would be the people that would be most likely to want to come. As we talk about different types of incorporation, we talk about marketing, we talk about how to find your niche.
Right.
We talk about funding with the Cape Ann Bank, savings bank. You know.
But SCORE's, I think the premise is it's a bunch of like retired guys mostly, right? Oh, and maybe women, but they have all businessmen that have all this knowledge. So, and it's free, isn't it?
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free. You're going to start a business. You really have, you have a wonderful idea, potentially, right? And you go and you get to bounce this idea off of these guys. They might, you know, guide, encourage you to do more of this, less of this, or just the nuts and bolts of starting a business. It can be very intimidating, and this resource is there for free.
And the nice thing is we meet on Cape Ann. This is the seminar is special on January 9th, but we meet at the Granite branch of the Cape Ann Savings Bank every Tuesday. So somebody, if they come to the seminar, for example, could then come every week if they wish for a free follow-up.
For free advice and follow-up.
Wait,
what does SCORE stand for? What is the acronym?
Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Okay.
Most of the people either own their business, were a senior person in their business. And we do group counseling here because, you know, if you come in for a question about how to start a lobster boat, you may very quickly go into how you want to market it, how you want to distribute it. And so we do team counseling, which means each of us has had probably 100 years worth total. Not one. worth of combined business experience, and one guy was a senior financial dude, one guy was a senior salesperson with a major international company, and little old me, who owned a bunch of little businesses. And so the benefit is that we can kind of serve as a board of directors, maybe, for a company that can't afford outside help.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
And the seminar is going to be at 10 a.m., 10 to 1, more or less, and limited seating. So it would be a good idea if you wanted to come to call, and you would call 978-979-3601 if you wanted to register. Just leave your name, your email, your phone, and the name of your business or your idea, because we're going to try to personalize the seminar to the needs of the people who are going to be there.
Oh, that's great.
Fantastic.
What's your background? You said you owned a lot of small businesses?
Yes. I've been in the clothing business, ski clothing business. We manufactured around the world, sold here in the U.S., been in the import gift business. We had a business buying from self-help programs, church-sponsored mission programs, imported here to the U.S., and we sent our profits back to a church-sponsored mission in Haiti. Then I've been in the jewelry business for 20 years, manufacturing, selling around the U.S. So I know a bit about small business, some of the problems I've made, some of the issues we've encountered, but all of us have had similar experience.
Yeah. You can, but I think the major thing is to help people avoid pitfalls.
Yeah, right.
You know, you're right out of the gate. You could, like Wayne was going to market his incredible gourmet mac and cheese business, like the first stop could be score.
Could be score, right.
Yeah.
That would be very useful for somebody. Yeah. You know, there are people that like to cook. They're a beautiful cook at home, and they want to open a restaurant, but they don't know much about running a restaurant.
You know me well, don't you?
We see that a lot.
Those that succeed in restaurants are typically good business people as well as good chefs, you know.
Yeah, you can have the greatest recipe in the world. A classic example of a is, you have to control your costs, right? Like, you know, you have to have a product that you can sell that people in your area can afford to eat, you know, so if your recipe calls for a cheese that costs $27 a pound, and you won't make any compromises, you may find yourself in a pickle. But yeah,
cheese pickle.
Yeah, cheese pickle. But anyways, so this is great. It is January 9th at Cape Ann Savings Bank. I'm sure that there's going to be a press release that we will have, and I will link to so that you can register or put in your ideas.
Yes, I'll email it to you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Appreciate it very much.
All right. So that was a nice piece. 10 years, though. Let's go. 10 years, baby. 10 fucking years. We did it.
Yeah.
And we just keep ramping up and more initiatives and everything else. Today we have Paul O'Ryan O'Brien, Super FOB, in the room.
Hi, Joey.
She came up. Would you come up just for the party and for this?
Yes.
I love you for that.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
I do. I love
you. Thank you for coming. Pat and Jimmy Dalpiaz are here.
Back. Yep.
How long are you guys in town for?
Well, somebody's got to go.
They're with me.
Got to go to work tomorrow. So.
I don't love you for this part. Don't take my Jimmy and Pat away.
I know, but Christmas is coming. They've got things to do.
For Christ's sakes. No, you told me what it was. It was the stupid work thing.
It is work. For me.
Overnight internet sensation Wayne Berger is with us today.
Thank you, Joey. Congratulations.
Legendary.
not anywhere close to you.
I have to send you home with like money or gifts for your wife to allow you to come today.
Yes. Continue to bribe her.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she does not like seafood.
Okay, so
she's from Missouri.
That won't work.
What is it about those Midwesterners? I don't think they didn't have good seafood growing up.
Well, that's probably part of it. There's a lot of other complicating factors with Midwesterners, but we won't go there.
What part of the Midwest?
Southwest Missouri.
What was the one from? What was the line from an officer and a gentleman?
I don't know.
Horns on you, boy.
I have no idea.
Oh, the only thing to come out of Texas is
steers and quigs, and I don't see no horns on you, boy. Oh, the all-time classic lines. Yeah. Fantastic. We're going to learn about Wayne's secret passion for what is it called? Mac and cheese, but not mac, just
Southwest.
Mac and cheese. Southwest. No, but like, just he has a vision, and we're going to
okay,
talk about his
talk
vision.
About that. Okay.
Right? I love that. I'd love the idea.
Yeah.
We're going to make it a reality.
Yes.
Crowdfunding.
Because we want.
We're going to come up with a bazillion dollars for his crowdfunding idea. Because I believe I want to. If there's one person in the world I want to invest in, I want to invest. I want stock in Wayne Burger Industries. It's going places.
That name alone.
Some people want my hype for other reasons, but
that name alone is Wayne Burger.
Wayne Burger,
right.
Powerful.
Right.
It invokes
right.
images of power, like power
right.
broker,
yeah.
power broker Wayne Burger. Kim Smith is also with us.
Oh, good morning, Gloucester.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, not hungover.
Did you think I was gonna? Well, you look a lot better than last week. Last week you were run
yeah,
down.
It's very run down.
You have color in your face now.
I don't know what was going on last week.
It was the whiskey.
It might have been. It might have been.
It's the Lambrusco I had last night. Although it does keep me awake. I woke up at 3:30 and I've been awake ever since.
Oh dear.
Oh
that's
boy.
That's what happens to me when I drink.
I want to give a huge shout out to James and Anna Eves for hosting the anniversary party and the holiday party.
They're so generous to do that every year.
They are so generous. And
you know, stakers too. I mean, some of their equipment could get broken.
You never know
what could happen at those parties.
You could have Good Morning Gloucester contributors doing
headers into printers.
With a big egg on their head.
Maybe
did you see the way she popped up and acted like nothing happened? Our friend Alicia unleashed. The egg on her head was the size of a golf ball growing out. She's like, what? What? What are you talking about? There's nothing on my head. What are you talking about? It was one of those moments where, you know how like the record scratches and it skips across the whole record? Like, the whole party came to a standstill.
It did.
She went down like a ton of bricks.
Oh my god, I wasn't there.
You missed
the limbo.
She was doing limbo.
It was Jimmy's fault.
Oh my god. And she had on slippery boots. Is what
she blamed the slippery boots. It couldn't have been the 15 alcoholic beverages that she had.
Just saying what she said. It was her boots. And she fell hard.
Oh, wow.
And hit one of the printers.
Wow.
Oh, header.
But the hitting the printer was probably broke her fall rather than hitting her head on the floor.
Well, that's true.
I don't know.
If you saw this egg on her head, it's like I do. She's the last person I would want to wake up being this morning.
Yeah.
She is probably on top of the hangover. Probably absolutely just.
Oh my goodness.
Da-dum.
Did she put ice on?
They got ice on.
They
ran around looking for ice, and it was a hard time finding something to put the ice in.
Yeah.
So I sacrificed in my pocket I had a bar of soap that was wrapped in plastic, so I pulled it out. It's a piece of plastic, you know, bag that's a sandwich couldn't fit in. It was so small.
But it was perfect.
But it was... It,
yeah.
Is this something you normally do? Walk around with a bag of soap in your pocket?
You just never know what you might find. I don't know. I do have...
Joey, you have your idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, that's right. You learn something new every day.
So wait a second. Well, tell me about the soap. Why do you keep the soap? Are you a germaphobe?
No, Melissa gave it to me.
It was a gift.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah.
If
you must.
But I do go around with strange things in my pockets now and again.
So we have to mention Pauline Bresnahan. Pat and Jimmy brought all of the contributors these hand painted by Pauline's gifts. And you said that she gave you a really good deal on them.
She did give us a very good
deal. It said 10 year anniversary. Good Morning Gloucester on them.
I love mine. Mine's a little lighthouse with a lobster painted on it. Mm-hmm. And it's already on my tray. Thank you very much.
They were so perfect for they're very thoughtful because I love stuff with lobster. You can't get enough stuff with lobster.
The lobster things went the fastest.
Yeah, of course.
And the next thing were the lighthouses.
Yeah. Okay.
And Yeah, no, that was fun to do, and I appreciate that Pauline was able to, on very short notice, help us out with that.
And does she have a full stock of ornaments at the shop?
Yes, she does. She does.
And men's night. I wonder.
Many of them are hand painted. Are also hand painted. They're the only kind I picked out for this, but
okay.
She has other kinds as well.
So, go check out Pauline. Yeah. She should be open all week. The Jimmy. I was just there to have a good time, relax, and he had to go and put me on the spot, which is fine. But it's what you do. Every time we have a party, he clinks the glass
ding,
and he's
ding.
Like, and then he sticks up like a mic in my hand, like you gotta go and do something.
It was a shot, for God's sake.
I was clinking the glass to get attention, and you thought I was clinking the glass to give everybody shots. So you were very excited, and you were looking for all the shot glasses, and we had to say, no, no, no. You need to speak first before you have your shots, Jimmy. Let's just make it clear to everyone out there.
So I was talking to Pat before, and Jimmy before this podcast. We're putting the show notes together a little bit, and we were talking. And, you know, 10 years into this thing, and you come to these, you know, there's always a milestone all the time, and so you have to kind of think about, you know, how do you like sum up 10 years, right? How do you sum up 10 years? And so last night, being put on the spot, you know, it came very quickly to me, you know, if somehow like the unthinkable happened, and someone got into my computer and deleted the blog, and like it's gone forever, it's not there anymore, which I'm 57,000 posts of content and unbelievable man hours and creative thought went into this, and if it all went away, I'd still be so my takeaway is like, and I feel like all of us feel the same way, the relationships,
the friendship.
And the friendships that we have made,
absolutely.
And the networking that this thing, this vehicle has afforded us, is the payback,
right.
And it is paid back in,
a thousand percent.
Like you could not, like the work is not, like you say, work is not. You never work a day in your life if you love what you're doing, right? Well, that's exactly what it is, and like all of our friends. And like when we had my birthday party and everybody was going around saying things, you know, so much of the common thread is Good Morning Gloucester, how all these friendships have developed and blossomed over the years. So you know, there is obviously the good that has been done for the community, the positive light that has been shown on our city, and the uplifting and the positive effects that the businesses that we highlight has happened. In the end, though, it's personal relationships that mean everything. You know, hashtag blessed. I think that's probably the most cliche, overused term of 2017. I'm using it. I'm owning it.
You're in.
I'm claiming it. I'm all in on hashtag blessed, because we certainly are.
Deservedly so.
For sure.
All of us. And James and Anna Eves, did I mention them yet? Because I'll make sure I mention them.
Yeah,
I
did.
But we can give them an extra shout out.
Huge shout out, Kate Banjee.
And so many people came that obviously took your words to heart, that if they read the blog and like the blog and want to come, please, and are able
just
to
come.
Please come. And we had several conversations with people who were there because they heard the announcement and they read the blog or they listened to the podcast, and they were just,
yeah, it was super fun. I met
it was super
people.
Fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
lots
yeah,
of
yeah.
new people that I
yeah.
that only that know of us through the blog.
Right,
I haven't met
right.
them before,
there were a
so
bunch
I
of them there. So
I love that.
I'm glad they were
was
there.
Great.
That was great.
And when we say that, I truly mean that. You know, when I write out like, if you didn't get an invitation, if you're a friend, FOB, if you've never even commented, but you've been lurking for all these years, we'd love to meet you. You just come and please.
Yeah,
you
several
know,
people
introduce yourselves.
Yeah, we treasure our FOBs.
We do, like Paul Ryan O'Brien, super FOB.
Yeah.
There's levels of FOB, and then there's levels. Jen Cullen, Dave Moore, And Paul Ryan O'Brien are the three. There's only three, I think, that we would give the label of a super FOB, super, right?
Yes,
super,
we super each have a cape, and we.
Yes, I love it.
No.
I love it.
One thing Jen told me last night was, Missy told me that beautiful driftwood board that she made.
Yep.
She knows that you've given her a million shout-outs on the blog, and she said, this is the year I'm going to thank Joey for all those shout-outs, and that was
it
my
was really so.
It was spectacular.
Yeah, I haven't posted it yet. I'm going to post it today.
Okay.
We've talked about this a couple times on the podcast already. Missy Sala is doing the...
Owner of Sugar Magnolias.
Owner of Sugar Mags. Has started like a new little subsidiary, and it's Driftwood Charcuterie. It is online, but they do these charcuterie boards. They're
made out of actual driftwood.
They're made out of actual
handmade
driftwood.
Handmade out of actual
wood.
Driftwood, and,
yeah.
and people can keep them.
And right, so she does the charcuterie board. She prepares it, you know, wraps it up so that it'll transport to your event or to your place or whatever. And in the end, you keep this charcuterie board. The one that she gave me was the size of the desk.
Right,
yeah.
And everybody.
Yeah.
It was enormous.
As she walked through the party, the whole party like parted.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was like the parting of the Red Sea.
It was like,
everybody's looking.
Yeah,
it was a showstopper.
Yes,
it was
yeah.
a showstopper. No question about it. What
and the quality of the
idea.
Stuff that was on that board.
Over the top.
That was.
All I kept hearing was Joey saying, That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah, all the way down, too.
Right.
Walking right down the line.
Homemade blackberry jam, amazingly beautiful cheeses.
The breads.
Fruit, laden with fruit, cheese. There was a cheese that had cinnamon
and
pumpkin seeds. It was an Irish cheddar with cinnamon and pumpkin seeds in it.
Oh.
I know, when she described it, I was like, are you kidding me?
It was so, in the cold cuts, the soprasado, there was like I think it was soprasados, salami,
yeah.
It was amazing.
Over the top.
Peppered goat cheese? That was amazing.
That was really good.
Brie.
I think I can spell
that. Gorzon. I mean, it was.
Bananas. So thank you. You know, and so many people brought really nice dishes.
Did you have what Bex brought?
She makes that every year. That's her. What is it?
Oh, crab meat.
Crab dip. Yeah, she makes that.
Dip.
It's fantastic.
Oh,
how about? Oh, and another one was a favorite of mine was. We're going to get to Wayne's, but Wayne's was the home chef's got the home chef award for his Southwest mac and cheese.
Why
phenomenal.
That was so good.
Everybody said it. Everybody loved it.
Yeah, everybody was talking about it.
I'm super
glum. Sure.
I didn't see that there. How could I have missed that?
How do you miss it? It had jalapenos on the top.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
I'm so glum about it.
Showstopper.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Tell me what the inspiration did you come up with this on your own?
For years and years and years, we all love mac and cheese, and we, you know, this traditional mac and cheese, which is great. But, you know, I like bacon. So, you know, one time I threw some bacon into mac and cheese. I was like, well, that's pretty damn good.
That's
you know, and I like ham. And I was like, I'll throw some ham in. And I just started messing with mac and cheese, you know. And I've done an Italian. You put some Italian sausage in there, some mushrooms and some other things. And it's just all, and you can change up the cheese to go with the flavor and things like that.
Yeah.
So I just started mucking around with mac and cheese, and I just think of the mac as sort of the bread and the cheese as the cheese, and then what else do you want on your sandwich? You just go, you know.
I love that it just flies in the face of all the vegans and the and the, what was the other one?
Mostly vegans, because
and the gluten-free and the vegan people.
Yeah.
It just flies right in the face of all these horrible people.
There you go.
They're horrible people.
Well, I look at it as a health food, because after you eat it, you are going to feel good.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Comfort food to the max. Yeah.
This had like jalapenos all on top.
Oh.
And both Joey and I said, jalapenos, I'm in.
Right.
You know? But it had black beans and corn and...
But the spices he used, I think, was what took it over the top.
Yes.
Well...
Yes.
There's some kind of mix of what, chipotle was it? It was a smoky flavor in there.
Goes back to Craig and Hannah, and they were in New Mexico. My wife spent a lot of time in New Mexico. They love the Hatch chilies, green chilies. So we ordered 55 pounds of Hatch chilies this fall, had them shipped, and then we spent an afternoon in a backyard smoking them, growing them up, and things like that. So there was a bunch of Hatch, smoked Hatch chilies and green chilies in there.
The layers of flavor in this mac and cheese. So Wayne,
I'm so sorry you did, because
so
it was so good.
So we're going to put together a, you wouldn't have been there anyway, because you would have been these foo-foo women that, oh, I can't, it's good.
I love
it's
all
good.
That stuff.
It's good. Pasta, the gluten, it's going to go right to my hips.
I eat pasta a couple times a week.
You know, I like the teas.
Last night we had Danielle's...
pasta over your ricotta?
Yes, her beautiful spinach and ricotta ravioli with some sauce that Tom made. It was, and then homemade baklava that her mom had just made.
Oh,
that.
Wow.
We
doesn't her ravioli
I didn't see any of that at
they
the party.
Just, no.
When I got home last night at 9, Tom had made dinner, so that was really
Tom nice. Made it, Tom cooked for you?
Yeah, he's a good cook.
Speechless.
There's a
speechless.
Hush.
This is, yeah,
there's a hush.
This is quite foreign to Joey. Wait a minute.
No, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Nice.
It's really nice. He does that a lot. Like, especially when I have, when I'm in Cambridge all day planting and stuff like that, and I just want to go home and go to take a bath and go to bed.
A nice guy.
Yeah.
He is.
Jeez.
I'm,
you picked
I am
a winner.
So dead. Everyone's looking at me right now.
Yes.
Don't look at me like that, Jeremy.
So we're gonna do. We're gonna. So we are on the Wayne. So the next step for this.
Yeah. It is.
Think about the possibilities, Wayne. Are we gonna do this? You. I say we. Are you gonna
do
this?
Yeah.
So Wayne. So Wayne's idea is the mac. It's a whole.
Are you
going to
have mac and cheese and barbecue? Or?
No.
Mac and cheese, because you come in and you can select the shape of the pasta that you want.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It doesn't have to be just mac.
Oh.
And then you can sort of the cheese sauce that you want to
oh,
go with
wow.
it. And then whatever
the
ingredients
addicts.
You want to go in with that, you can go nuts. You know,
oh, I think
you
that
know.
Would be
very possibilities
good.
Are endless.
A store.
it's
a food truck.
No, but like I envision it just like Chipotle, but
right.
way better.
Right. That's
because you know you can have everything laid out for you.
Right.
You just walk down the line and you build it the way you want it.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
That's a great idea.
Is why we have Wayne Berger on the podcast,
right.
Because he's outside the box. He's a thinker.
It's the omelet mac and cheese, because you use the same ingredients in omelets. So I could do omelets in the morning. I could do mac and cheese for lunch.
Oh my God!
And yeah, just, you could just carb load like all day long.
So you go, welcome to Wayne's.
I told you, I want to invest in the Wayne Burger. Wayne Burger Industries.
Yeah. Oh, I love that name.
Wayne
Burger.
Power name.
Right.
Big power name.
LLC.
I'm going to the score. Thing on January 9th. I'm going to figure this all out.
I want to go. Can I tailgate with you? I want to go along and just kind of like. I want to just take it all in. I want to go to. I really actually want to go to that one of those score things.
I went to 1 year ago when I started my.
Be the first time you actually scored.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Speaking
bad.
Of scoring, did you ever see Kate last night? How beautiful she was.
Goodness.
What
did
was
she
doing with that guy that was wearing the tablecloth?
Though? Yeah.
And this is what I can't
doing
figure
that
out.
Guy. What a meat stick.
she looked beautiful.
She drop dead gorgeous
and
last night.
Walking
stunning.
Around in those shoes was a second thought about what might...
Dancing
great.
Too.
She missed her call.
Dancing.
She should have been a supermodel. I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
She's very
like,
beautiful.
Legit. I really think
she's
the most beautiful woman
beautiful.
In the world. Do you see her hair? I love it when she wears her hair up so you
I
can
like
see how beautiful her face is.
I like that.
And she's got that beautiful neck and everything. Did you see it?
Yeah.
The dress, though? Was the dress unbelievable? The white dress with the little the feathers on the bottom?
But she was beautiful in it.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
and the stole she wore?
That she got
1940s from Bananas?
From Bananas.
And the earrings from Bananas?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if we commented on the earrings.
She didn't want anyone to know that that it was a real stole. You know,
oh, people are so silly about that.
Well, you know how people are.
Well, it's not like you can make that animal alive again. It was from 1940s.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, why not use it and wear it? And
look
yeah.
how much pleasure over the years that
yes.
animal
yeah.
has provided.
And look how much warmth it gives. You know, somebody practically assaulted me with this coat in New York City. They came up and they said, you know, that's coyote fur on your collar. And I was like...
In New York City?
In New York City. And I was
insufferable bastards. I can't stand people like that.
That's why there's not a New York... Good morning, New York City.
Right. Yeah, that's
they
right.
couldn't do
that's
this.
Right.
You couldn't pull it off. So, Joe, just I want to circle back around to the 10 years. You guys, you were shouting off some statistics before we got started. Just share some of that with the listeners.
Oh.
They're very impressive. They're impressive.
All right.
10 years, and you did what?
10 years.
We've done what?
I love this. Did you see the GIF I made?
Yeah, who made that? You made that?
Well, Craig did the video. I thought it was hilarious.
I couldn't help myself.
Okay, so we started the blog on December 17th of 2007. So 10 years ago
10
today.
Years.
But I didn't start the, so there's this tracking software through Google, Feed Burner. I activated that on January 19th of 2008. Not a big deal, a couple weeks of missing.
Yeah.
But 117,962,797 views in the 10 years.
Wow, that's kind of
117 million.
Right.
That's a big
almost really 118 million. It's
right.
just
if you include those
right.
few.
I mean, if we're going to round up to the nearest million.
Yeah. Well, we're only 34,000 away from that million. So I've taken that liberty.
You're probably going to get it there by the end of the day.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just
soon it'll be 200 million views.
But I
another
remember
point.
In the beginning. I remember
oh,
in the beginning when you used to talk about that.
It'll be another
yeah.
it'll be a while.
Yes.
It'll be probably
yes.
about another 6 or 7 years by the time we get to 200 million.
We should start planning the party now.
That's a party.
What?
There's no stopping this train. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
But what I always find interesting, which is a really cool stat.
I'm sorry, I keep looking at that goofy gif.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it so funny? Craig said he's watched it 20 times in a row. He can't stop watching either. It is so goofy. It's like something out of a Quentin Tarantino movie, isn't it? love it. He told me to do that. Anyway, the Facebook Insights. So when you have a page on Facebook, you can just say, you know, what it suggests. Sites that do similar things to what you do. So it suggested the Gloucester Daily Times, Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce, and Discover Gloucester.
Oh, did you put those stats up too?
Well, I mean, it's mind-boggling to me that the Gloucester Daily Times was established over 100 years ago, right? And they were there in the beginning of the internet and presumably have a fan base already, you know,
right.
That is well established over throughout the years. Every person that grew up in this town has been indoctrinated with the Gloucester Daily Times. We came on the scene 10 years ago, and the Facebook insights show that we just absolutely decimate them, over double their total page likes. And then the chamber, which is nice, but they may not really focus on the web, and Discover Gloucester doesn't actually focus on the web. They're way off the map. But Gloucester Daily Times is a pure media company.
Right.
You would think, with that kind of a head start on us, that they would be, far surpassing us.
Right, with editors and proofreaders. And
well, yes. I mean, yeah, I completely agree.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
it just shows you how politically correctness can bring us down.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, this is totally not a shot against the Gloucester Daily Times at all.
Right.
We actually do something.
Them.
There's a little bit of crossover.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we do not do hardcore reporting or investigative stuff.
Right.
Like the stuff that Sean Horgan does and like their reporters do.
And Gail McCarthy. And Andrea Holbrook.
Our friends, all our friends.
Right.
What they are doing is so important. I'm not saying more important, it's differently important, but hugely important. Like, we don't go, we do not analyze tax. I say that, I use this as the most, I think this is the most important example. We do not analyze tax classification issues. We do not get in the mud when there is like some kind of controversy.
Right.
And we don't go and, you know, it's not our job to be the watchdogs of society. I don't want that to be my job, you know. So, no, thank you. But thank God for them. So, yeah. So what I'm, you know. So my point is, this isn't a shot at them. This is just congratulations to us
and
the team.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But
well, they're the top, and everyone always looks to the top, and you want to say to yourself, you want to compare and say, how can I beat them, or how can I go up and go after? That's not taking a shot at anybody. That's just acknowledging you're the top. And guess what?
Well,
now you're up there. So everyone's going to start looking at you and saying, how are we going to
be like that?
I think some people have tried, but...
It's all good. Listen, there's nothing negative to say. It's all good. I mean, we just...
It all helps the community.
Like what Missy said, you know what I mean? She sold a bunch, like we mentioned her thing, and she sold a ton of those things.
Yeah.
If we just get Brothers Brew on board, bringing us some, bringing us some donuts every once in a while.
They're all the way in Rockport. How are they going to get over there? They're so
good. We can't go a podcast without mentioning Brothers Brew.
Isn't there a tariff if they bring, you know, commercial products across state or city lines? So.
We'll meet them at the city line.
Yeah.
I will meet them.
Brothers Brew flies in the face of everything that I talk about on the podcast, as far as like if a little bit goes a long way. Like, you know, someone actually does bring us like a Pauline, right? She brought us did a nice job making these things, and Pat and Jimmy bought them for us, these miniature things. We will mention her shop probably 10 times over the course of the year, maybe 15 times. Right, it's going to come back to her 100-fold, and she's smart to do what she does. Even though she wouldn't do it, even if she didn't think we were doing that, she's that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
But Brothers Brew does nothing for us, but we still pimp the shit out of them.
We still love them.
We still love them because they produce wonderful
products.
And also,
be
a lesson when you start.
So even you could contribute at the score.
The fact of the here's I'm going to give you the score tip of the week. When you open up your mac and cheese thing, macaroni costs you like 10 cents for a serving of macaroni.
Don't get
a case of beans for next to nothing. Send a few things of mac and cheese our way, we'll pimp the shit out of you.
You bet.
That's your number one tip right there. I didn't even charge you for that. You didn't have to get out of your seat.
I'm just saying. I mean, the favorite around here is the lobster mac and cheese. So I could find a good source for lobsters.
If there were one around.
I know some places.
Yes, thank you. I'll take any tip you can give me.
Wow, I can't imagine that. The mac and cheese you described with lobster from Captain Joe's. Oh my God.
Good stuff.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Anyway. I had an idea and I failed on this idea. I meant to call James and ask him to print out a huge poster board a sign up sheet for the Polar Plunge,
because
our holiday party generally comes just before the Polar Plunge, and I walk around and I get people to vow and commit to doing the polar plunge.
Were you doing that last night?
Well, as a matter of fact, he was.
He got at least
there's
one
alcohol meal involved, so people are more likely to do something.
Yeah, they make bad decisions. It's all about making bad decisions in my presence, and I love that. Because then we could hold them to it and totally embarrass them. That's why I wanted the huge poster board. So I get people that I would have been able to have people. Can please remind me next year to do this? So people get people to sign up, and
so
then we'll scan it in a video and shame the fuck out of them if they don't follow through and go and pull a plunge.
I know never to say, well, maybe I'll do it.
Well, we have a first timer. We have a polar plunge
virgin
this year
in the room.
Jimmy Dalpiaz, heart condition and all.
Really? I wouldn't do it if I had.
No.
He doesn't have a heart condition. No, but he's gonna.
By December 31st, he's gonna figure one out.
No.
Heart condition. It means the love.
It's big heart condition. Wayne, did you say you're gonna do it? You're gonna do it, right? You said.
No, I've been there, done that.
Yeah, but you're gonna do it this year though, because we talked about the reasons why.
If only there were a sign up sheet last night.
Because but, the window's closed.
Yeah.
The alcohol's worn off. Shut.
But you've done.
Only.
Okay, I want you because you earlier you spoke about it in the perfect terms of what you get out of it when you complete it. What's the feeling like?
Yeah, I mean,
post plunge, what's the feeling like?
Yeah, I mean, I went to Unity College up in Maine, and I was a member of the Polar Bear Club. So we went swimming in Maine the first of every month, outdoors. And December was the worst.
On a freshwater pond, you said.
December was in a freshwater pond, and there was that, you know, that paper thin layer of ice on top that you were breaking through every time you took a stroke and things like that. But
hopefully.
But it's invigorating. I came out of that water. I was energized for 3 days. I mean, I was sleeping like 2.5 hours a night, just ready to go. And it was that way every month. But yeah, the colder the water, the better. So.
I just, every year we do it, and I say this, and it doesn't change every year. It's like 3 days ahead of time, I get this anxiety about having to go into the freezing cold water, right? And then it comes, and then the camaraderie on the beach, and, you know, you're anxious about, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to do this. And then you do it, and then you come out of the water, and you bundle up, and you're warm, you go home, and you know, you crank up the heat, and you're around your family, and you're like high-fiving everybody that did it with you. You're so psyched, and this is a recurring theme on the blog. I say it every year. You feel like you can tackle anything. You just can, like, you can do anything.
That's
like,
a great way to start the year.
It's a great way to start the year. So, so Wayne says he's in this year. Jimmy says he's in this year.
Yeah, I'm not. We can replay the audio. I'm pretty sure I didn't. Unless you're going to edit out 18 minutes of the tape, Mr. Nixon.
Well, maybe he'll surprise us. Embrace us with his presence.
Yes, well.
The polar plunge.
It's going to be extra. Oh,
my presence will be there.
It's always super special for me because after the long, tough year at the dock, it's my first official day off.
Yeah.
And it's just, my mind is.
Jimmy.
Huh? Jimmy, what are you going to wear?
What are you going to wear?
Which speedo will you
can
wear?
I give you,
Jimmy?
Can I give you, I'm going to give you a hint, and this is a hint for anybody that's going to do it first time, all right? They don't give you an extra award to go down there with just shorts on. You don't get any bonus points at all. So this is my tip. Bring two towels. One to lay on the sand and one to wrap up in and to dry yourself off once you get out of the water. Wear your bathing suit underneath like a nice warm pair of either pants or like sweatpants.
Fleecy
sweatpants are perfect, right? Yeah.
Something that breaks the wind is key.
Right.
And also because your skin is cold, so you have to get things on and off quickly.
Right.
So you don't want like tight pants.
And you wear some big oversized boots so you can just stick your feet right in. So you don't have to be ready to like naked or, you know, semi-naked with just your shorts on when the guy says go in the water. He could say go in the water, and then you can take your clothes off at that point.
The tearaway pants are helpful.
Tearaway pants.
Bring one of the pair of tearaway pants that you have.
Okay. Or your fleece.
I'm trying to write this all down.
The point is to wear stuff that you can just rip off, and then when you get out of the water, you have your you can get stand on the dry towel, towel off and throw those other pants right on.
And
the whole process could take less than 2 minutes of being disrobed.
And a big terry cloth bathrobe helps.
Big
too.
Terry cloth bathrobe.
And
a hat for you, a warm hat.
I just want to clarify. The rule is you have
to get your head wet. You have to go on.
It's the whole lot. It's the whole lot. It's the whole lot. It's
not
a.
We spend every the evening of the first every year, we spend a time dissecting the video for the pretenders that they take like 15 strides in, get up to their knees, and in the mayhem of everybody going in and actually doing it, coming out, and then them turning around and walking out without ever even going up to their waist. It doesn't count. You never did it. You can't tell people, can't tell future generations that you did the polar plunge. It does not count. You have to go under, your head has. My move is I wade out as far, I go as fast as I can, and I fall backwards into the water so that my head is covered, and then I
and you're facing the right direction to come back out.
And then,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's key, because you could get disoriented.
No, I think I probably do that because if I don't make it out, at least I'm in the right position.
Oh, yeah.
For the
Viking grave? So they push you off with the flames coming out of the...
And if you're concerned, you know, would any of your fellow humans that are surrounding you do mouth to mouth? Should you need it? No, we won't.
No.
Self-preservation. Self-preservation.
We won't. Just don't worry about it. We're not going to do it. You're on your own.
So it's all or nothing, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You gotta go in. You're gonna love it.
You gotta
I'm
it.
Telling you right now. I'm gonna interview the next day, and we're gonna hear how you were so happy that you did it. Every year, am I right, Wayne? Like afterwards, you always would say, "I'm so glad that I did that."
Yes.
Am I right?
Even my wife said it last year when she did it. So.
She did it last year.
Your wife, Deanna?
Not Deanna. No, my other wife.
My other wife.
I'm gonna start calling Deanna not Wayne's wife.
Yeah, she's already known as that.
Not as
and
much.
She liked to be known as that.
Yeah, not,
she's okay with that.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy. Any thoughts going into this?
No, I don't have any thoughts.
We have two more podcasts prior to the plunge, so we can give out a lot more coaching tips.
I have to drive back to New York, and that's about a 5-hour thing.
You'll have a lot
of thoughts about that time.
Not that day. We won't.
That day, I was going to say, you'll be there in like 3.5 hours.
The 23rd is the UU's, the Cape Ann Farmers Holiday Market at the UU on Middle Street.
I
December
highly recommend 23rd. Everybody going for their holiday table. I mean, the vegetables, the fruits, and there's tons of gift items there as well. So
that's a great take.
It's a
great take.
Great fun.
10 to 1. From 10 to 1. Yep. I'm sure there'll be a press release that we can link to. There's a swan rescue. Tell us about the swan rescue.
Yeah, that was very exciting. So the young swan, the swan that was introduced to the pond many months ago, we don't think it has ever imprinted with, because when swans first hatch, they immediately imprint with whatever creature they see. So the swan was found in a nest with one little other living sibling, and then the parents were dead and all the siblings were dead. So we don't know what the swan thinks of itself, and it isn't doing a very good job of
being a swan.
Of being a swan, exactly. So we think it can fly. There's some talk that it may have flown a little bit, but it is not following Mr. Swan to the salt water bodies that are around here. And swans can't live on fresh water in the wintertime because everything freezes up. So we were waiting and waiting to the very last minute because we were just hoping that she would follow Mr. Swan, because he's been going back and forth from Niles to the saltwater coves and harbors, but she didn't. And so Dan Harris found her, Eastern Point resident, found her frozen in the water. on Friday morning, I think. Yeah, because the pond froze overnight. Like, I checked on her Thursday afternoon, and the pond was not frozen. Friday, and then I got a call from Lynn that night saying, I think the pond's going to freeze. Can you go over and feed her? And I tried to go under the property where she is, but it was too scary to walk out on the dock at night with no flashlight trying to check on her. So anyway, so that following morning, Dan found her frozen in the ice. He scooped her up, called Lynn. She came over, and she housed him. She has a chicken coop, and because she puts all her chickens in this, you know, little barn in the wintertime because of the coyotes. So she put him in the chicken coop, and she's doing. She didn't bite Dan. If it was Mr. Swan, he would have really, you know, fought. Yeah, he would have really fought. But So then it's thought that the shelter that she was at originally with Jody Swenson for a short period of time, that the swan might have roundworms. So we had to take her to the, we were told it would be better not to take her to the vet, but then once we learned about the roundworm thing. So Jody and Dan scooped her up in a pillowcase and brought her to the vets. And her wings are perfect. Her, you know, everything's perfect about her. We won't know what sex she is. They pluck feathers to determine the DNA because it's you can't tell from looking at a bird for the most part what their sex organs are. They have
have what?
They have something called a cloaca, and it's almost the same size, male and female. It just gets more swollen on males in during mating season. So Dr. Cahill plucked out several feathers, and that's how you determine the sex of the swan. So we'll know that in a couple weeks. So if it's a girl, Lynn is going to keep her for the winter, but if it's a boy, we have to find a new home for him because Mr. Swan will chase him off the pond next spring. So there's a chance that they could, you know, they could be a little swan couple. But she's very, you know, she's basically very dumb, very ignorant, doesn't know, you know, she doesn't know how to survive, really.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So Lynn is very, very generous to do this. I mean,
can I ask you a question?
I
saw a post that you did.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, what is Mr. Swan doing? He's acting aggressive to her.
Right.
Is it possible that he was trying to get her to fly?
Yes, that's what we think.
You didn't really
was.
Say that in that
yeah,
piece.
Yeah.
Did
you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay,
I
missed
that
part.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I just read the title and it's like, you know.
No, she like at first, like when I would see them do that from across the pond, I thought it was very aggressive on Mr. Swan's part, but I learned that he used to teach his cygnets how to fly that way because they're comfortable there. They've got mom and dad on the pond,
right.
And they've got, you know, all the food they can eat. So why would they go anywhere? But when I recall, like when I first started filming them, when Mr. Swan had a family there, every morning at daybreak, they would all leave the pond together in unison, circle around all the way around the pond twice, and then land. And it was the most beautiful thing you ever heard because it's like, when you hear like one swan, they make the most beautiful sound with their wings.
Mm-hmm.
And mute swans are the only swans that do it. But to hear five of them in unison flying like that with their wings beating, it's a beautiful, beautiful sound. But anyway,
so we're gonna hear something in a couple days.
Yeah, we're gonna know boy or girl. I think it might take a little longer than that to find out. And then we're trying to build. We're trying to figure out a bigger enclosure for the swan because it's a pretty big chicken coop, but she's going to need to spread her wings so they don't atrophy because her wings really do work.
Yeah.
Dr. Cahill, there's nothing wrong with her wings, nothing wrong with her feet, so she should be, you know, flying all over the place right now, but she's not.
What would you be looking for in an area for a swan to be relocated to?
Well, we're not really sure because we don't know how well he or she can take care of itself.
Right.
So I called Stone Zoo and they were totally unhelpful. They were like, "Well, and I called and said, "You know, she's going to freeze in the pond tonight." And they were like, "Well, if she's not in distress, then there's nothing we can do about it." And I'm like, "Well, how much more distressed can you be? The swan is
frozen
in the
pond.
Yeah,
the swan is going to be frozen in the ice." And, you know, they just didn't want to have well, we have a protocol for, you know, accepting wild animals.
Protocol consists of